Chapter 49. The PR. Technically, boxing matches in England were illegal, but they were held throughout the 19th century and drew an enormous loyal following. The necessity to elude authorities meant that a big match might be shifted from town to town at the last minute, with vast crowds of pugilistic enthusiasts and sporting bloods following all over the countryside. The match on November the 19th, between smashing Tim Revels, the fighting Quaker, and the challenger, Neddy Singleton, was moved from Liverpool to a small town called Eagle Wells, and eventually to Warrington, outside Manchester. The fight was attended by more than 20,000 supporters, who found the spectacle unsatisfactory. In those days, the PR, or prize ring, had rules that would make the event almost unrecognisable to modern eyes. Fighting was done bare-fisted by the combatants, who were careful to regulate their blows in order to avoid injury to their own hands and wrists. A man who broke his knuckles or wrists early in a contest was almost certain to lose. Rounds were of variable duration, and the fights had no prearranged length. They often went 50 or even 80 rounds, thus lasting the better part of a day.